One other issue about this patient that was a part of her history prior to getting CAR T was she got Adalimumab. We were talking about that before as another novel agent and seemed to do pretty well. She responded. And, maybe you can just talk a little bit about what we know about response to Adalimumab and particularly the issue of toxicity. She really didn't have any problems, but as you alluded to, there have been these maybe delayed autoimmune kinds of effects. Can you kind of go through that?
Sure. So idelalisib, lots of the PI3 kinase inhibitors, they do work. They work in patients who are failing chemotherapy, failing rituximab. In fact, a lot of the registration trials for a lot of these drugs specifically looked at patients who had failed prior therapy, especially rituximab and chemotherapy. The idelalisib registration trial, you had to be refractory to chemo and rituximab. And despite that, you got a response rate around 50% to 60%. So it clearly works in these patients where other things are not working. The problem is that it's not game changing. So I think in a patient, especially in a young patient, these drugs are not curative, and you've got response rates on the average of around a year. So it works in patients that are relapsing, but unfortunately works, most patients are not going to get a remission longer than a year or two. And the drugs are associated with some toxicity.